Chapter 9 Translator, Zia Editor, Ogna in Bai Fang's heart, the dowry given to Du Cyan was his blood money. If Du Cyan was not given a marriage in Jinbian Palace, and was instead married to a daughter of any random family, he would not even give 1/10 of the dowry. The good things in Du Mansion are for his son Miaoyan. Du Cyan, son of a bitch, why should he fight with his son Miaoyan? Knowing that there is nothing good about fighting with the cheeky Bai Fang, but instead it will easily provoke a commotion, Du Cyan went directly to look for Du Gan. He had lived for so many years under Bai Fang, such methods are not unfamiliar to Du Cyan. On the contrary, he is very skilled. These skills are the basis for a man to live well in the backyard, and he has to know it. Du Cyan put a little ginger juice on his hands and rubbed his eyes, and then blocked Du Gan after she got off the court. Mother. As soon as Du Gan came back, she saw her long-neglected son looking at him with red eyes, as if he had suffered some great grievances and wanted to ask his mother for protection. For a while, Du Gan couldn't help but soften. She may not like Yan Shu, but Du Cyan is her son. Now this son is going to get married and leave home, and there is still some feeling of cherishment. What's the matter? You are getting married soon, and you are supposed to embroider your wedding dress. Why are you crying? Of course, Du Cyan saw Du Gan's soft-heartedness. He immediately hit the iron while it was hot. With two drops of tears flowing out of his eyes, he knelt in front of Du Gan and said sadly, Mother, I beg you to leave father's things to me. Father left early. Cyan is marrying someone, and only these things are left. Du Gan frowned, and hurriedly asked distressingly, What happened? Du Cyan was vague. Of course, he wouldn't personally accuse Bai Fang. Bai Fang's weight in Du Gan's heart is far greater than his. He could not possibly make her uncomfortable. It is only appropriate for someone else to say the specifics. So An Qingyi, who was next to Du Cyan, said righteously, Madam Du, the whole capital knows what was in Lord Min Jiaqing's dowry, and these were all left to his son by Lord Min Jiaqing. But look, in this dowry list brought by Lord Bai, there is not a single thing that belonged to Lord Min Jingqing. Du Gan took a look at the list. She didn't know how much Min Jiaqing's dowry was, but there were some rare treasures in it. Even if it was just a quick glance, she was impressed when she had seen it. What's more, she can't understand the flowers and hairpin jewelry on the dowry, but the store Tianjuang was really too cheap. If these dowries are taken to the Jinbian's palace, wouldn't it make the Du Palace lose its face? The whole capital will watch the gift exchange and the marriage between the Jinbian's palace and Du's palace. Even if the dowry of Du's palace was not as good as the wedding ceremony of the Jinbian's palace, Du Cyan should not be shortchanged. Du Gan suddenly became angry. She knew that Bai Fang was from a low birth and had never read any books, but she did not expect him to be so short-sighted. Du Gan's face darkened and she took the list in his hand, and said to Du Cyan, Don't cry, mother will decide this matter for you. Du Gan went directly to Bai Fang's yard with a black face. Du Cyan wiped his tears, looked at An Qing, and followed Du Gan step by step. Bai Fang heard the little waiter informing him that Du Gan was coming into the yard. He went out to greet her, and said softly, Wife is back? Unexpectedly, Du Gan directly threw the list at him and scolded, That's how you manage the house. Bai Fang's heart jumped and his eyes flushed immediately. He knew that no matter what happened, this trick worked best. What's going on here? What did I do wrong to make my wife scold me like this as soon as she returns? Bai Fang was pitiful like a white camellia trembling in the wind and rain. Du Gan inevitably softened her heart again, and even her anger was relieved. You prepared the dowry for Cyan. There are a lot of things that belong to Cyan's father. Why don't you put them in the dowry? You want me to be ridiculed by the court? Bai Fang was frightened. He knew that Du Gan didn't want to lose face and she can't tolerate the Du mansion being ridiculed for their lack of family heritage and rules. Du Cyan's dowry didn't contain anything that belonged to Lord Min Jiaqing, which is bound to make people maliciously spread that Du mansion is so poor that even the main husband's dowry was moved. Du Gan often thought in her heart that it was a shame she was forced to marry Master Min Jiaqing. Looking at the dowry list that fell on the ground, and seeing Du Cyan with his head hanging behind him, Bai Fang couldn't wait to tear this cheap paper directly to pieces. Knowing that it is impossible to argue now, Bai Fang can only retreat, and said to Du Gan while crying, I know I am not from a good background, unlike Brother Shu, who has read a lot of books and can do everything well. It's also my first time to manage such a big event. Suddenly the family has to come up with such a large amount of dowry, and it is not easy to turn around everywhere. If Cyan is dissatisfied, just tell me directly, why bother your mother and make her angry? Don't worry, my wife, I will prepare Cyan's dowry again and make sure it's done right. Du Gan's face really eased up. Du Cian must not let this matter be dealt by Bai Fang, and gave An Qing a sign. An Qing immediately said, "We don't dare to bother Lord Bai to work so hard." The dowry of the prince's father, Min Jiaqing, was given by the Empress Dowager and Master Min Jiaqing, and it is completely comparable to the bride price which will be given by the Zhenbian's royal family. It will not make the Du mansion lose face. Lord Bai only needs to open the storeroom and order Min Jiaqing's dowry. If there are too many things to order, I have Master Min Jiaqing's dowry list sent by the Empress Dowager. The Empress Dowager said that she would send someone to add dowry for the prince, and she would personally check the prince's dowry list to see if there is anything missing. Bai Fang's face suddenly turned blue, with the Empress Dowager watching. Didn't he have to spit out what he had eaten? How could he be willing to do that? Cian father's things were meant to be given to him. Our Du mansion's dowry is counted separately. Zhenbian palace is wealthy, our Du mansion can't be inferior and lose face. Du Gan looked at Bai Fang and said, "Don't let me down again." Bai Fang felt like he was hit by a thunderstorm, and he can't wait to strangle this woman he has loved for half a lifetime. Is Yensho's dowry not enough? Du mansion has to offer his own share? Bai Fang's nails dug deep into his hands and squeezed out his voice between his teeth, "I understand, my wife." The Empress Dowager's palace came to the Du mansion the next day. They said that they were afraid that Du mansion would be too busy. The person who was in charge of the dowry of the Lord Min Jiaqing's dowry was specifically asked to take charge of Du Cian's dowry. He was ultimately forced to take out things from Du Miaoyan's dowry and put it in Du Cian's dowry. Du Miaoyan was 2 years younger than Du Cian and was already looking for a partner. He had seen his dowry a long time ago. Now that those things are taken away, he can't help but cry and hate Du Cian even more. Yensho's dowry back then, Bai Fang had already used some of it, and he even used it to give gifts and exchange money. His eldest daughter, Du Puyu, wants to develop her future. How can she do that without money? Anyway, this part can't be found. The things Bai Fang was going to leave for his son as a dowry, he was forced to take it out one by one. In order to excuse the crime of moving the dowry of the royal family, he has to quietly subsidize it from his own vault, which made his heart ache. At this time, Du Miaoyan was still crying. Bai Fang became annoyed and slapped his favorite son directly. They were in such a mess, and Du Cian saw such a good joke. "Tomorrow we will enter the palace and give the Buddhist scriptures to the Empress Dowager to pray." Du Cian smiled and said to An Qing. An Qing was very pleased with Du Cian's filial piety. "Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.